You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning, we are speaking with Robert Burko, president of Elite Email, which is a world leader in cloud-based email marketing solutions that are easy to use and highly effective. Elite Email recently celebrated its 10-year anniversary. Congratulations and good morning, Robert.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So who should be doing email marketing today?
You know what, really what it boils down to is essentially everyone. We really live in the era of communication and customer relationship marketing. So with competition at an all-time high for most businesses, the key is really fostering and strengthening a relationship with your customer. Because once you have that, it builds loyalty, and loyalty is going to lead to repeat business. And if you go and ask any business owner, they're going to say that repeat business is the key to their success. So really, whether you're trying to sell a product or a service, I've honestly never encountered an organization that couldn't benefit by reaching out and engaging with their customers and keeping their brand in front of them, because no longer do you have to be a massive multinational corporation to be doing a brand exercise. Even the smallest of businesses could be sending out an email newsletter through Elite Email, and then they're keeping their name in front of the customer, and that's going to keep them top of mind when that customer needs to make another purchase.
And that's good stuff. Now, is email marketing as effective as it used to be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without a doubt. So we've been doing this for a long time. As you said, I mean, Elite Email, we just turned 10s, which was a very exciting anniversary for us. So I remember way back in the day when we were first doing this, people would check their email at home, and they would check their email at the office. But that would be it. And now with literally everyone walking around with a smartphone in their pocket, they have real-time access to their email throughout the day. So people are checking their email all day long. If you were to just, you know, go out on the street and ask the average person how often they check their email a day, you'll see very quickly that email is now ingrained as a part of all of our lives, because people are checking their email throughout the day very frequently. It's really an extension of them right now. So email is there. It's a major part of our day-to-day lives. Plus, every new study that comes out from any major research organization continues to show the same fact, and that is email marketing produces a higher return on investment than any other marketing channel. And when they survey marketers, everyone says across the board that they're planning to invest more in email because it's so effective and just has such great results, both in terms of branding, driving traffic to websites, driving traffic in store. So around the board, email kind of hits every point on the checklist, making it sort of a marketer's dream.
Sure does make a lot of sense. So how can small businesses grow their mailing list?
So the key thing with email marketing is you really want to have a good mailing list, because that's the underlying foundation of it. So for the average small business, step one is obvious, and that's put a sign-up form on your website. With Elite Email, we give you little widgets, you copy and paste some code, and that's crossed off a to-do list. And right away, anyone who goes to your website can sign up online and join your mailing list right away, and they get a welcome email, so you're all set on that front. Also now, with most businesses having a Facebook page, you can actually integrate a sign-up form with your Facebook page so that your mailing list is growing directly from your social channels as well. For small businesses too, as they talk to new sales leads, so any inbound sales lead, you kind of want to build into your workflow the idea of, do you want to join our mailing list? Do you want to join our mailing list? Because if you can get these inbound sales leads to join your mailing list, you can get the extra touch points you might need to close the sale. We all know the age-old kind of theory that it takes 7 touch points to close a sale. Well, that might be difficult to do if you're not being proactive. Whereas if someone calls you and that's touch point one, but you get them on your mailing list, you can now send them an email. Even if it's a monthly newsletter, bi-weekly newsletter, you're going to get in those touch points and keep your company top of mind. Even if that potential customer is not reaching out to you, you're proactively reaching out to them. The other thing I often tell businesses to do is when you build kind of your mailing list into the overall workflow, as you go to conferences and trade shows and other events, go into those events with the idea of, we really want to capture information for our mailing list. Because if you set that up as a goal, you're going to come out of these trade shows and conferences and events with a bunch of people that are ready and primed to be added to your mailing list. Now, a key thing to keep in mind when we talk about mailing lists is the issue of permission-based email spam. Small businesses do not want to be spammers. Spam is bad. Elite Email has been a champion against the fight against spam since the very beginning. So what you really want to do is make sure you're always getting permission. You want to put people on your mailing list when they say, yes, I want to receive emails from you. And that's really a critical success factor. So while it may take some time for the small business to build up this huge, massive, large mailing list, once you begin taking the steps towards that, what you'll end up with down the road when you have that big permission-based opt-in list, the value of that list is through the roof, and that's going to really propel your organization forward.
Today we're joined by Robert Burko, president of Elite Email, which is a world leader in cloud-based email marketing solutions that are easy to use and highly effective. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Robert, is it complicated or costly for the average small business person to send out email newsletters and promotions?
Well, absolutely not, and that's really the beauty of this, is people are often shocked at the price because it's so affordable. And beyond being incredibly affordable and producing an amazing ROI, it's also so easy to use. The average small business owner, they're not looking to take on a new big expense, which I understand, and they're not looking to take on something complicated because they don't want to be sit there banging their head against the keyboard, and we get that. So we've spent 10 years making sure that Elite Email is incredibly easy to use. You don't need any technical skills at all. It's all point-and-click wizards, drag and drop. We have customers who create these emails. They look agency caliber, where they come back to us and they say, I'm amazed at what I was able to create because I'm not that technical. I'm not a designer, and my email looks like $1 million. And more importantly, my customers are absolutely loving the emails that I'm sending them. So we make it really, really easy to use. And the pricing is so affordable to the point where when you're just getting started, we even have a free forever plan. So if you don't have a big mailing list, you can actually use Elite Email for free, no strings attached, use it for free, love it, see the value it can bring to your organization. And then when you're ready to graduate to one of our subscriptions, our lowest subscription starts at only $15. And with the ROI you're going to get from email marketing, you're going to be making so much more from that, that this is going to be the best thing you've done lately. And even as your list gets bigger, our subscriptions stay so affordable because we have so many customers all around the world that we're able to keep our prices low. And then we know that when someone signs on as a customer with us, they're going to love it so much that they're going to be telling all their friends about it. So we really keep it easy to use and highly affordable.
And lastly, what makes for an effective email campaign?
You know, we have this saying around the office, and it's almost a cliche, and it's the first thing that we teach anyone during our training programs when they come to work for Elite Email. Effective email marketing is all about the right message to the right person at the right time. That's the key. That's the trifecta. That's the hat trick. If you get that, you are going to have a world of success with email marketing. One of the things that's important when you're putting together your campaign is you want to have a compelling subject line. Oftentimes when your email lands in someone's inbox, the first thing they're going to see is the sender name, which we want to make sure they recognize as the business they've, you know, done work with before or reached out to before, and the subject line. So you want to keep that enticing so they open it. At the same time, one word of caution is you don't want to make it sound spammy or too gimmicky. These days, no one believes that opening your email is going to make all their dreams come true or opening your email is going to make them rich beyond their wildest dreams. No one believes that. So you want to be honest. You're having a conversation with your customers or potential customers, so you want to tell them, here's what you're going to find when you open my email, and make it enticing, get them excited, but be honest about it. And then make sure when they open the email that you have really good, high-quality content. The thing to keep in mind is that people have no obligation to open your email. People have limited time, there's more distraction, so if people are going to open your email and give you the one-to-one, undivided attention to read your message, you have to make sure that what you're showing them, what you're giving them, is of high quality and is of value. Because you want to make sure in the future people continue to open your email, and if you're always giving them something useful where when they close your email they say, yeah, I'm glad I opened that, I'm glad I read it. Whether it was a special offer, breaking news, the latest announcement, whatever the story is, the key is making sure that it's valuable. So before you send out your email, I always say put yourself in the reader's shoes. Because if you put yourself in the reader's shoes and you look at that email and you're not saying, yes, this was really great stuff, then you have a problem. We don't just want you to send emails for the sake of sending emails, because sending emails is not the win. The win is having engaging content that people are going to be excited about opening and reading and, you know, clicking through to your website and stuff like that. So that's really the key, and if you do all that right, and at Elite Email, we give you a dedicated account executive, so we make sure there's a coach there to help you along the way. So if you don't know something, you know, we'll lend a hand because we want it to be effective. We want you to get the maximum results, and that's really what we're committed to.
Can't beat that. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about Elite Email online.
So if you just go to eliteemail.com, you'll be able to see all sorts of information. You'll be able to click one button, sign up for our free forever plan, and be, you know, unlimited access to all the tools and just see all the great things you can accomplish.
And certainly appreciate that. And in conclusion, what is one key piece of advice for people getting started with email for the first time?
I think the key thing is that the step one is establishing your goals. You can't, email marketing is going to help you hit your target, but you can't hit a target if you don't know what you're aiming for. So before you go into email marketing, ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish? Do I want to make my phone ring? Do I want to drive people to our website? Am I trying to get people to buy something on our website? Am I just doing relationship building? Because once you've established your goal, then you can tailor your email campaign towards that goal, and afterwards you'll be able to measure the effectiveness. So that's really important, because if you go in without a goal, you can't achieve it. And if you do go in with a goal, you're going to see that email marketing nails it every single time when you're using Elite Email.
Certainly appreciate your coming by. He is Robert Burko, president of Elite Email, which is a world leader in cloud-based email marketing solutions that are easy to use and highly effective. And the website of reference, once again, is eliteemail.com. Robert, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.